Are you sure this is the right way to go?
Am I sure?
That's what I asked.
Am I sure?
I mean, how do you know?
We're headed north.
How can you tell? It's not like you can see the stars.
North is up. We're going up.
That doesn't make any sense. I mean, north might be up on a map, but we're on land. We're three-dimensional.
I have a compass.
You think that thing still works right in these conditions?
It's based on Earth's magnetic field, Charlie.
Which could have been altered in the midst of...
Seriously? We're going to stop and debate this?
I'm not debating. I just...
I'm doing the best I can, okay? Now, can we please keep moving?
I'm tired.
We need to keep going.
Just for a sec.
It's not safe to stop.
How do you know that?
Why do you keep questioning me?
I just...
Look behind us. Look where we've left. What do you see?
Okay, okay.
No, no, seriously, what do you see back there? Describe it.
A dark cloud of death and destruction.
Exactly. But we are not in that cloud anymore, are we?
No.
So, which seems better to you?
Jordan.
No, I'm not going to argue about this. Listen to me. I made a promise.
I know, but...
Dad said, if there's ever a nuclear war, you get Charlie and you get yourselves to Greenland and I will meet you there.
You know, that's crazy, right?
Which part? The fact that we're actually living through the apocalypse? Because...
No, that... I mean, yes, that is pretty crazy.
Dad's doomsday talk seemed a whole lot less crazy once Trump took office.
Oh, God, let's not even... I mean, yes, but... This promise. First of all, what were you, like 7 years old when Dad said that?
Thereabouts.
Who tells a seven-year-old to be in charge of getting a couple of kids to Greenland in the middle of the apocalypse?
Do you really need me to explain our father to you?
Exactly! This is the same man who told us he was Louis XIV's reincarnated. The Sun King. I mean, what makes you think he was even serious?
Oh, he was serious, all right. Don't you remember the bunker he built in the backyard of that commune house he lived in right after the divorce?
Okay. Second of all, that was a long time ago. Even if he was serious back then, what makes you think he still remembers
that's
now?
That's the whole point of having an emergency plan. So it's in place. When the emergency happens, it doesn't have a time limit.
So you really think Dad is on his way to Greenland?
For all I know, he's already there. He probably saw the warning signs long before we did.
Then why didn't he warn us?
Look, can we keep moving while we have this debate?
Except you still haven't answered my first question. How can you be sure this is the right direction?
Do you have a different idea of which way to go?
No, I just...
So let's keep going.
How long do you think it's going to take to get to Greenland from here?
Take as long as it takes.
Well, there's another dadism.
What do you want me to tell you, Charlie? I have no idea how long it's going to take. I don't know what kind of obstacles we're going to run counter along the way. We just need to keep moving.
How are we going to get food and water? What you've got in that backpack isn't going to last us much longer.
We'll have to forage.
Forage? What about... Where are we going to sleep? We're going to have to stop and sleep sometimes. More than just these little naps you've been giving us.
We'll find shelter.
How?
A cave or an abandoned house or... No! I never prepared a detailed plan for how to get us to Greenland. I regret that now, okay? Are you happy?
I'm just saying...
It's not like I didn't try, all right? I earned my wilderness survival badge when I was a scout. I know the seven priorities. First aid, shelter, fire, signals, water, positive mental attitude. The challenge is...
That's only six.
What?
You said there are seven priorities. No. You only named six.
The seventh is food, but it's lowest on the list, and I know how you get about eating, so I don't want you to fixate on it, okay? A person can live for weeks without food.
You expect me to live for weeks
without... But only a few days without water. And even less than that, without a positive attitude! That's the most crucial.
Positive attitude.
Yes. I know you think that sounds stupid, but it's not. We need to stay calm and collected. Fear and panic are the enemy. A positive mental state can combat those enemies.
So you can control them instead of letting them control you.
Right.
Now you really do sound like Dad. But I have a feeling a nuclear holocaust exceeds even his expectations of prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Oh my God, would you give it a rest already?
I'm just saying...
Yes, I heard you the first time, Charlie. Look around you. Civilization as we know it is over. We have no idea what's out there or what might happen next.
Exactly!
So in times of crisis, you keep your wits about you, make the best decisions you can, and move forward. That's all we can do.
Jordan, do you even know where Greenland is? Besides north, I mean.
It's between the Arctic and Atlantic Oceans. It's the world's largest island.
Bigger than Australia?
Australia is a continent. Greenland is part of North America, geographically.
Seriously?
You asked.
Huh? All right. Well, say we do make it to Greenland.
We will.
Okay, say we do. How are we supposed to find our father on the world's largest island once we get there? Did he give you any more specifics to go on? A town? An address? Or are we supposed to just wander around calling his name?
We'll find him.
How?
It's the least densely populated country in the world. There aren't that many places where he could be.
You know what statistic I know about Greenland? I mean, not that I ever really wanted to know anything about Greenland,
what?
But has the world's largest and highest suicide rate. The country with the lowest population has the most suicides. What do you have to say about that?
I think the apocalypse basically throws suicide rates out the window.
Positive mental attitude.
So what, Charlie? You think we should go back?
Maybe.
Where? Who or what do you think there is to go back to?
Well, it's not like we know what we're going towards.
So that's a reason not to try?
Is your reasoning any better? Dad made you make this promise, and I'm supposed to just go along without question because you're older, and that's what I'm always expected to do. Just blindly follow and do whatever you say. We're not kids anymore, Jordan. In case you haven't noticed, I am an autonomous human being with a mind of my own.
I know you are.
Think of all the other crap Dad pulled on us when we were kids. Like having you teach me how to drive.
When I hadn't even got my own license yet.
And telling us seatbelts were for sissies. Well, the first time we flew alone and got stranded at the airport overnight.
He dropped us off to fly back to Mom's and never even checked to see if we made it out when the storm hit. No money, no phone. I stole packets of ketchup from the McDonald's counter to feed you when he got hungry.
Remember how he said your peanut allergy was all in your mind?
Until he forced me to eat that sandwich and I went into anaphylactic shock.
And this is the guy whose advice we're taking in a time of crisis! This is the guy we're risking our lives to go and find.
But what if he's right?
About Greenland.
I mean, he wasn't an extremist for no reason. He had all those government jobs where no one really knew what he did, didn't he? He might have actually known something we didn't, that we don't. What if Greenland really is the right place to be now, and we don't go out of what? Misplaced childhood rebellion?
Or, what if this is just one more screwed up way for him to exert his control over us?
What do you want from me, Charlie? I know this is crazy, I know this is stupid, that it was a ridiculous thing to say to an impressionable 7-year-old kid, let alone make that kid promise. I know, all right? What kind of parent does that? Without giving any kind of instructions or help or... Why do you think I earned that survival badge? Why did I become a scout in the first place? Why did I do all those school research reports on Greenland? Because he gave me a responsibility to take care of you. You don't understand. Your job was just to follow, but I was always supposed to keep you safe and alive and to get you to Greenland if there was ever a nuclear holocaust. And whether he really thought there was ever going to be a nuclear holocaust or not, it doesn't matter because now we're here. We're in it. And you are the only sibling I've got. And for all I know, the only family I have left, maybe even the only other person still alive in the whole world. I don't know. I don't know anything except that I am going to Greenland and I'm taking you with me. All right? Look around. There's only darkness behind us. There might be light ahead. Which way do you want to go?
Jordan?
What?
I think I see it.
See what?
Look. That light. Way up in the distance. Do you see? I think it could be Greenland.
Really?
I think it might.
Greenland. Okay, then.
Okay.
Let's go.